Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats, silence your cell phones, for you are now listening to Much Ado About Wrestling! Welcome, fair listeners, to Much Ado About Wrestling. I am one half of your scholarly presenters, Mr. Tyler Ward, and I am actually alone here for the first time recording this episode. Andrew is very busy doing very important work that he has to do right now, so he couldn't record the episode with me, unfortunately. We're just going to do a quick preview of AEW Revolution this weekend, coming up. So it'll just be super quick. We're going to run down the card, kind of give you the major points to think about going into this. I'm super excited. I'm very pumped for this. I hope all you guys are. In a traditional Much Ado About Wrestling fashion, you know that we usually set a timer for this, a good 30 minutes, but given that I am the lone man in the studio here, I am just going to cut it to 15. I think we can cover everything we need there. And also, I just don't want to be talking alone too long. So, all right, we're going to kick it off. Here we go. And the clock has begun. Ladies and gentlemen, AEW Revolution will be airing February 29th, this Saturday, in Chicago, Illinois, at the Wintrust Arena. This is going to be huge. I'm super excited for AEW Revolution. AEW so far has been being very, not too many pay-per-views. They've been very limited with them. Conservative, you would say, with their pay-per-views. I think their idea is they're going to do about 4 a year. So this one will, of course, be the first of the 2020 year. And honestly, I'm really enjoying that schedule. I like having them spaced out more, having a lot of time in between pay-per-views. Honestly, there was a time watching WWE where they would have multiple pay-per-views a month because they had the two split brands. And so the idea of like seeing a pay-per-view and like 3 weeks later watching another one and so forth, repeating, it's just too much. It's so much coming at you. And I honestly, personally, I think it takes away a little bit from the importance of the pay-per-view. If you're having them so often, like, I'm not that excited for the builds and the storylines that you're telling. But so, I digress. AEW Revolution is going to be this Saturday. We have a total card right now of 8 matches, which right now I think that's the perfect number of matches. Not too much, not too little. I think some of them are going to go longer than others, of course. Some of them might be really short. But looking at this card, I'm super excited. There's some great matches in here that I'm very excited to talk about, actually. So we're going to start with the first one. The first one is actually going to be the tag match. SoCal Uncensored, Frankie Kazarian, and Scorpio Sky with Christopher Daniels versus the Dark Order. The Dark Order being Evil Uno and Stu Grayson. They're probably going to have their minions ringside with them to tell the story there. Now, going into this match, the story here is that CD Christopher Daniels was approached by the Dark Order a couple weeks ago, and this is when the big speculation on the Dark Order was, who is the Exalted One, who is the leader, the true leader of the Dark Order? And a lot of people were thinking it might be CD. It's possible it still could be Christopher Daniels. I really like this idea that Christopher Daniels could possibly be the Exalted One, because and Andrew will know this, a lot of wrestling fans who've been watching wrestling as long as we have, there is, for Christopher Daniels specifically, Christopher Daniels was once upon a time supposed to be another quote-unquote Exalted One in a wrestling storyline back in the day for the WWE. And this was the higher power storyline that they told back in the Attitude Era, and which ultimately turned out to be Vince McMahon himself ended up being the higher power. It was me, Austin. It was me all along. But supposedly the rumor around the wrestling community is that it was actually supposed to be Christopher Daniels. And then they ultimately decided against it. Probably Vince decided because he was too small or something like that. You know how Vince McMahon works. But so I really like the storyline. Somehow the idea of it possibly being Christopher Daniels really fits. The other big idea is that, and this is all assuming, of course, that the Exalted One is going to be revealed at Revolution. They still might not be. This is, I think, something that I think the Dark Order has a lot of potential. They haven't quite hit their mark yet, but because of that, I think it's actually helping them. And that if they don't go through with the revealing the Exalted One storyline yet, I don't think it's going to hurt them that much. They're because, I mean, weirdly, like, you know, they're not really over right now. So really having a slow burn on this until they can get like a super big name to debut and take up that role. The idea is another talk around the wrestling community is that two other potentials would have been Matt Hardy, whose contract with WWE is up, I believe it's after Revolution. So everyone's kind of like, it's probably not going to be Matt Hardy now. He's still under contract. He can't show up on television. The other one, of course, is Brody Lee, former Luke Harper in WWE. I love that. That would be super cool. I think that with the experience that he's had in the Wyatt family, he could really put on an amazing role as the Exalted One here. I'm super excited for this reveal if they do it. In terms of the actual match, I think it could be a good match. These are both pretty good tag teams who work really well. I think it could be interesting. The next match, of course, we're going to have Darby Allin taking on Sammy Guevara. Now, this match, I think this one's going to be a surprise to a lot of people. I don't think too many people are that like hype about this match, but I have a feeling that this match could turn out to be like one of the better ones. Story-wise, of course, but in-ring, like Sammy Guevara is very good. Darby Allin is very good. They're both super quick, athletic. I think this could be a very incredible in-ring match. And also I just love the feud. I love putting, you know, Darby Allin's character against a Sammy Guevara character. It's such a great juxtaposition, those two people. So I think it could be a really interesting match. Maybe steal the show. We'll see. Next up, moving on, we have the silent Jake Hager taking on the natural Dustin Rhodes. I don't know what Jake Hager's gimmick right now is. I'm curious if his gimmick of like silent guy in the inner circle, if this was intentional or like it was another thing they kind of stumbled into. I wonder if like first night he showed up on TV, he didn't say anything, and people were like, oh cool, Jake Hager's here. And then like the next week, like maybe he was supposed to say something and then he just didn't. And then he just didn't the next week and then the next week. And they just decided, hey man, this is your gimmick now. Just don't say anything. You're just stoic and silent and that's it. So I mean, easy paycheck for him, I guess. Just never has to really give a promo. But I'm excited for this match. This is a grudge. This is a blood feud right now. Hager assaulted Dustin Rhodes several weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago, where he broke his arm in the car door, and then Dustin had that cast for the longest time. I'm super pumped for this match. Somehow at his age, Dustin Rhodes can still go. He started hitting freaking Canadian destroyers every week now. Like that's one of his signature moves. I love it. And Jake Hager, I wasn't the biggest fan of his in WWE as the Jack Swagger character. Maybe this new character of his, it will translate better in ring to certain action stuff and I could really get behind it. We'll see. I'm not too sure, but I am excited. Next match, of course, and this... I'm super excited for this one. This is a match that was actually just announced on Dynamite this week. We weren't aware of this, and this match is coming from the fallout of the 30-minute Iron Man match that Kenny Omega and Pac had, which, by the way, incredible match. So incredible. Possibly the best match I think that Dynamite has ever had. Not the best match that AEW has had. I still think that's Cody and Dustin for me. But probably the best match I've seen on Dynamite. But Kenny ended up winning that match. Pac lost, and then in the post match interview with Tony Schiavone up on the ramp, Orange Cassidy comes out to square up to Pac, and then Pac, you know, hits him with the cheap shot, goes down. Later in the show, it's revealed that we're gonna have Pac taking on Orange Cassidy at Revolution. Oh man, I'm super excited for this one. There's another amazing juxtaposition of characters. But my main thing is that this is going to be the true debut of Orange Cassidy in ring for AEW. So many people give Orange Cassidy flack in that, saying, you know, he's a joke wrestler, he's not a real wrestler, he hasn't even wrestled a match yet, and now we're finally going to be able to see him. For people like who have done their research and looked up Orange Cassidy matches on YouTube and stuff, he can actually wrestle. We're trying to tell you this. Like, there's points where the sunglasses comes off and the cool facade fades and he becomes a real wrestler for a second. I'm super excited for this. And then to see the juxtaposition with the aggressiveness of Pac and how he's going to respond to Cassidy's aloofness. I'm super excited for this match. I think this is a great match to announce, like, very short term, just be like, hey, by the way, watch the pay-per-view this weekend because this is happening, because I think this is going to get a lot of eyes to tune in and check it out. We're going to keep this moving. Next match is the AEW Women's Championship. The champion, Nyla Rose, is defending against the number one contender, Chris Statlander. This match, unfortunately, hasn't had a lot of build. Nyla just won the title about 2 weeks ago, and Chris Statlander is, to be fair, has been the number one contender for, I'd say, at least a month now. But her storyline with Nyla specifically hasn't had a lot of longevity here. So I'm curious to see what story they can tell in the ring, what we can build up to, and where this is going to go in the future. I certainly don't think this is going to be a one and done. I think that this could be a several month feud. We could see this going on for a while, and I'm super excited for it. I'm excited to see how Nyla Rose is going to do as a champion. I think she could really bring that division somewhere, but time will tell on that one. Super excited. Next up, of course, the AEW Tag Team Championship match, the champions Kenny Omega and Hangman Adam Page taking on the Young Bucks. This is a good match. This is a match that's going to be very good in-ring, but I implore you, I stress, to pay attention to the storytelling here. The storytelling for this one is going to be excellent. They've done so well at telling this story over the past several weeks, with Hangman, kind of this like him falling into almost an alcohol addiction, I guess, and like how that's affecting his relationship with the Bucks and his team, his friendship with Kenny. And it's subtle storytelling, too subtle for professional wrestling, but it works. And I'm super excited for this one. And also, I mean, just these four guys who are so familiar with each other and such great wrestlers, I think this match could very well steal the show as the best in-ring action. I'm gonna put my money on it now. This match is gonna have the best in-ring action, definitely. The next match, moving along, this one is the real grudge match, the big one. MJF, Maxwell Jacob Friedman, taking on Cody, the American Nightmare. Now, what can you say about this one? I'm excited for this one, of course. The story going to this is quite epic that they've told. Cody is just the best. He's just the best. No one understands pro wrestling and tells stories quite like Cody can in that ring. So, and assuming that MJF is and has been Cody's pupil, Cody's right-hand man, like, we're also going to see the birth of, like, another major superstar in professional wrestling out of MJF, if we haven't already. I'm super excited for this match. The build-up has been so good with the 10 lashes and the cage match, and, oh, man, it's just magnifique. Super excited. I'm curious to see how this one goes. I think, like, of course, all signs point to Cody winning, but I don't know, like, because this is a blood feud now. This is a feud that they could go on for a while, years even. So if I was a betting man, I would say Cody's probably going to win this one. Maybe from like some slightly nefarious means, but Cody, I think, is going to come out on top. And then MJF can go away for a while, maybe kind of put the Cody feud on the back burner, have some storylines with some other guys, and then they can come back to this in 2 years' time or something like that. All right, and the final one, this is the big one, the AEW World Championship match, the champion, La Champion, Chris Jericho defending against John Moxley. This one is going to be huge. I am so pumped for this. Chris Jericho is in his 50s, and he is doing, personally, the best work of his career right now. I don't know how. I don't know how it's possible, but he's doing it, and it's amazing. John Moxley is, for my money, also doing the best work of his career. I was never that big on John Moxley in WWE as Dean Ambrose. He was part of the Shield. I knew he was. There were times where he was my favorite member of the Shield. There was times where he wasn't, but I don't know. He always felt constricted. He always felt like we weren't seeing everything that we could with Moxley. But in AEW, he's just been so compelling to watch. He's such a unique character now that I love watching it. I think this is going to be a great match. I think it's going to be brutal. We're going to see some color. We're going to see some shenanigans. There's going to be a lot of interferences and stuff. This is going to be really good. Oh, no, that's the timer. All right, I'm going to say one more thing about it. For the AEW World Championship, everything says that this is the perfect time to put the belt on Moxley, both in storyline and my conspiracy theory is the backstage as well. Specifically because Moxley has said in interviews that he signed this big contract with AEW, but it is a short-term contract. We don't know how short. Could have been 2 years, could have been a year, could have been several months. It could be up after Revolution for all we know. So my thought is, as a businessman, you got to put the belt on Moxley now because it gives him a reason to re-sign, stay with the company, and keep things going. Jericho, though, as I have just said, is doing the best work of his career. He is getting older. He's not going to keep doing this for another decade. He's got a few more good years in him, I think, before he hangs up the boots and just, you know, walks away into the sunset. So I think this is a great time to send it over to Moxley, give him a good solid run, and then we can have some great storylines that come out of that. We could return to Moxley and Kenny. They could have a great feud for the title, something like that. There's just so many great opportunities in this pay-per-view and Revolution. So I'm excited. I know Andrew's excited. I hope you guys are excited. I hope everyone watches. That's about all we have for you right now. The timer was finished. I think we ran through the whole card. That was good. Some quick things. Don't have any plugs for you guys right now. Just the normal stuff. Send us your questions for the kayfabe for the next episode we're recording. I think we're probably going to have something put out maybe in next week, in a couple weeks or something. We're going to have some ideas for you guys. It should be really good. And then, of course, as always, WrestleMania season. It's right around the corner, guys. So we're going to have some big things hopefully planned for you then. And as always, we leave you with the immortal words of William Shakespeare. If wrestling be the food of love, fight on.
Dig it!